Blog Talk Radio.
Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good day and happy Wednesday to you all in this wonderful month of August, in which we celebrate the peaches. Indeed, it is National Peach Month, so get yourself some peaches, very healthy. Well, first of all, this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, simply visit my website, and you will find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Alrighty then. Today's topic, not only water keeps you hydrated. You didn't know that. Well, indeed, water is essential. Don't misunderstand me. You need water, and I've said it several times, you need to drink half of your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you need to be drinking about 75 ounces of water on a daily basis. But did you know that about 80 to 95% of Americans are dehydrated, and I mean chronically dehydrated? You might just be one of them. So I don't mean that they're thirsty. I mean that they're chronically dehydrated at the cellular level. This is a serious condition that can lead to a long list of symptoms like stiff, aching joints, low energy, dry eyes and vision loss, constipation, that's a biggie, dry skin, fine lines and wrinkles, hearing loss, brittle hair and nails, headaches, memory problems, and fatigue. Did I mention anything that you can relate to? If I did, listen up. This is definitely for you. If you lose just 1% of your water volume, you can start noticing any of these symptoms. And that's a pretty long list. It's a pretty extensive, and I'm sure that you or someone you know has experienced one or more of what I've just mentioned, those symptoms. But fortunately, nature has provided a way to rehydrate yourself. But guess what? Drinking water may not be enough to do the job. We need other things. I'll say this, that I'm on Pinterest, and I've put a wonderful infographic there about soda and what it does to your body. And one of the things soda does is dehydrates you. And if you're eating a bad diet, if you have a bad diet to begin with, and you say, oh, but I drink a lot of water, you're not going to be getting enough. Why? Because the other components are not adding to what you need to do in order to stay hydrated. So you need to add certain things to your diet in order to maintain your hydration. With cellular dehydration, you could be religious about drinking your 8 glasses a day, but guess what? You'll still be dehydrated. So here's what you need to know. And I love this information that comes from Discovery Health. Cells need fat, yes, indeed, to stay hydrated. And it's not just the fat, the bad fat. It's not that at all. It's not the bad fat. We need good fats. A lot of people are too afraid of consuming fats, the right fats, that is. Why? Because they feel that if they consume fats, they'll get fats. So therefore, we need to consider certain aspects of our diets when we are looking to do other things that will benefit us. And when it comes to hydration and drinking water, we need to add a component to that in order to maintain what we're looking for, which is hydration, and staying out of the fatigue, without the headaches, without the brittle nails and hair, without the hearing loss, without all of those symptoms that you will experience if you're dehydrated. So as we age, our cells lose the ability to hold water. The cell membranes become stiff, blocking the flow of water in and out of the cell. Without a good flow through the membrane, water inside your cells dries up, and water outside your cells collects where it should not. So to hold on to the water, the body starts wrapping cells in a protective coating of waxy cholesterol. You heard about that, right? Oh, I can't eat eggs. I'm trying to lower my cholesterol. Well, what happens is it seals the cells. And here's the thing. The cholesterol coating blocks essential nutrients from getting into the cell to begin with. It also disrupts the normal communication between cells, and over time, that makes dehydration worse. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to neglect the good fat in order to lose fat, and then you wind up losing hydration. So to restore the cell's supple membrane and get the water flowing again, your body needs more EFAs, essential fatty acids. They make up the cell membrane. Omega-3 fatty acids are particularly important in maintaining cellular hydration. Omega-3s are the EFAs that keep your cell membranes flexible. EFAs, essential fatty acids. But omega-6 fats, on the other hand, these are the kind you don't want, like in vegetable oils. They make your cell membranes stiff. Not having enough omega-3s or having too many omega-6s in your diet can ultimately lead to dehydration and inflammation. And in this country, the United States of America, there is an imbalance of omega-3s to omega-6s. We get way too many omega-6s, and we need to look for the essential fatty acids and omega-3s, which are better for our cell membranes. So here's how you hydrate yourself with your cells with omega-3 fats. So you already know your body needs the right balance, right? And this is essential for your heart and for your brain, omega-6s to omega-3 fats, a good balance. You need a good balance. But sadly, most Americans are eating way too much, and you can find the omega-6s in the source of corn and soy oils, grains, seeds, and beans, okay? Not to say that seeds and beans and all grains are bad, but we're getting too much of it. And we're not getting enough of the omega-3s, which you'll find in fish and olive oil and walnuts. In fact, the typical American diet has 40 times more omega-6 fats than omega-3s. That's a huge, huge difference. So, you know, this is something that we need to look into, and we need the right balance. We need the right balance. So to make sure water is getting in and out of your cells, you have to eat lots of foods high in omega-3 fatty acids. At the same time, you should go easy on omega-6 fats. And not to say that you should cut them out altogether, but once again, you need a good balance. But you need to avoid foods that are high in omega-6s, like vegetable oils, farm-raised fish. Don't ever buy farm-raised fish. Always, always, always buy wild-caught fish. If we had our way, this country, the government, they're looking to, X out all of the labeling and not even let you know where your food is coming from. However, I implore you, ask your, in the fish market, wherever you go, in your supermarket, wherever you purchase your fish, ask them where the fish comes from, if it does not have a label or if you are unsure. You don't want farm-raised. Once again, you want wild-caught. So avoid foods like the farm-raised fish and the vegetable oils and grain-fed beef, okay? Grain-fed, they feed them way too much corn. Some of these cattle don't see green for miles and miles and miles. They're in feedlots, and they just feed them candy and corn, literally candy and corn. All right, eat at least 2 servings of omega-3 fatty acids or omega-3 fish, like wild-caught salmon, mackerel, anchovies, and sardines. Eat them on a weekly basis. It's not too hard to, muster up a can of sardines with, and sauté them in some onions and olive oil and some garlic. Not hard at all. I mean, it's actually very tasty. And you can pair that up with some avocado, which is also a good fat, which is what we need. So, you know, just look for 2 servings of omega-3s on a daily basis. That's not too hard to ask. 2 servings per day. Add 2 tablespoons of ground flax seeds to your oatmeal or smoothie or your yogurt. You know, you can have all of these things, but just healthify them, I like to say, and add some things that'll make it more nutritious. You can also add ground flax to bread and muffin batters if you happen to make your own bread or muffins. I know I do. So these are things that you can add. And by the way, you know, I said ground flax seeds, but you have to understand in the supermarket or the store, wherever you get flax seeds from, if it does not say ground or meal, it is not ground. So you have to ground it in order for the essence of the flax seeds to do their job. You need to ground them before consuming them. If you consume them whole, they do nothing. They go through the mouth and out the other end. So you need to ground them first. You can grind them yourselves, which is actually better for you because you don't have to do the whole thing. And if you are going to purchase, there's another tip. If you're going to purchase flax seeds that are already ground from the supermarket or wherever you purchase them from, and once you open the package, my suggestion and my recommendation is that you refrigerate it because they can go rancid. And use them in a timely fashion. Don't have it in your fridge for like a whole year and a half. You know, that's just way too long. Eat your flax seeds. You know, put them in your yogurt, your oatmeal, your smoothies. You know, your tossing on salads, whatever. And speaking of salads, you can snack on walnuts or add them to your oatmeal or a tossed salad. Also, you can supplement with fish or krill oil, which is wonderful with 4 omega-3s. Take about 4 to 6 grams per day, and that should do the job. So understand this, though. Understand this, ladies and gentlemen, and my lovely, lovely, lovely listeners. I do stress that it is very important that you drink water. Absolutely necessary. But it's also necessary for you to eat the right foods. But if you're not eating the right foods and you're eating a lot of processed foods that are low in moisture, you especially need the H2O, the water. You especially need it. But once again, you need to supplement. You need to add in some good fats, okay? You need the fats. Even healthy foods like whole grains, nuts, and seeds and legumes require a lot of water to be effectively digested. So another thing that you can do is soak your grains before you cook them. Me personally, I soak my steel-cut oats overnight before cooking them the following day. Why? Because it helps with digestion. If you ever feel bloated or you know, you feel kind of not well after you eat, you know, it has to do with your digestion. Your body talks to you. The problem is we don't take the time to listen. So soak your grains, your oatmeal, your legumes like lentils. Soak them overnight to boost their moisture content and improve your digestion. And you can also become very dehydrated from medications. And as I mentioned before, caffeine that you'll find in sodas, also alcohol and nicotine, it will just dehydrate you, all of these things. That's why it's most of us still need to pay attention to how much water we drink. Why? Because we're doing these other things, which takes away, depletes the hydration from ourselves. And so that's why we need to pay more attention to, ooh, did I get my 8 glasses today? Ooh, did I get half my body weight in ounces? You know, I just think that this is something that we need to look forward to. So a good rule of thumb is to divide your weight in half, once again, like I said before, to drink your water. And I'll just reiterate, if you weigh 150 pounds, you need 75 ounces of water on a daily basis. But once again, get your good fats. When the weather is hot, you absolutely, positively need more water. You also need more if you're physically active or if you're under stress. Now, a lot of us can say, well, gee, I know I'm physically active, but we deny the stress. You know, we're working, more than 8 hours a day, sometimes 10, sometimes 12, sometimes 14. I know someone who works 18 hours a day. We're constantly under stress. And so that's when you definitely need to take more water. Walk around with a water bottle. Get yourself a glass or a stainless steel water bottle. My last resort would be a BPA-free plastic bottle, but definitely glass first, stainless steel second, BPA plastic third, not even aluminum, not even aluminum. Don't even think about it. So just carry your water with you everywhere you go. And some people don't like to do that because it makes them run to the bathroom. But if you know you're going to be indoor, you know you're going to be working long hours, definitely just intake more. Just, you know, just make a conscious effort. If it's in front of you, it's in your sight, it's probably easier for you to drink it than as opposed to it being, you know, several feet away at the water cooler or, you know, if it's not near you. If you can see it, you are more likely to drink it. So those are definitely my tips for the day. And if you want more information on drinking water and water retention, I am now an author. So you can look for my book, A Few Verses, BS period, on Amazon real soon. Within the next 48 hours, you will see it there. And I encourage you and I implore you to get it. It gives you a lot of other information as to what your God-given body needs, five keys to what it needs. So definitely look for that book, A Few Verses, on Amazon in the very near future. Within the next 48 hours, it will be there. So get more information on drinking your water, how much water you need, what you can do to maintain hydration, and also four other components that your God-given body needs. So look out for it. I encourage you to take a read. Won't cost you much at all. Look for it at Amazon. A Few Verses, written by yours truly, Jesse Blair Myrie, health coach. Live on purpose. And today's Wednesday word comes from Joyce Meyer Ministries. Live with purpose. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, which is steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That means always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord. Knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose. You'll find this in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Life without purpose is vanity. Webster's definition of purpose is something set up as an object or end to be attained. Christians ought to be people with purpose. We are all purposed to seek the kingdom of God, which is his righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. You can see Romans 14, 17 for that. Today is an opportunity to willfully and deliberately seek God with the intent to know him better than we knew him yesterday. Today we can deliberately move forward with the intent to accomplish good things for the kingdom. And that's Wednesday's word. You'll find this and also in Joyce Meyer's book, Starting Your Day Right. And I'd love to hear from you guys on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Once again, yours truly is now an author. Look out for my book within the next 48 hours. A Few Verses. A-F-E-W-V-S. Period, A Few Verses. You need to know what you can do, five keys specifically, to have that God-given body that you deserve. You deserve it, indeed. Until next week, everyone, God bless you, and bye-bye.